Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh yes, love that.
Merry Christmas all.
Miles' home studio.
Wow. Fucking good, yeah. That. Where did you do that?
Just did it in the in my office upstairs. And Emily's an executive producer, you know, being my eyes and ears.
Who sung?
Me.
You could tell.
Yeah.
I could tell that was your tone.
Shit, yeah. In it.
Tone.
So yeah, there we go.
Well, that's good.
Got
Kiwi's here. Hi, Kiwi. By the way. Kiwi. Kiwi, what's this?
Oh.
Kiwi, come here.
So yeah, I thought you might like that. I got a bit carried away, but it's funny, isn't it?
Kiwi, come on. What's this? Oh, wow. This is Miles' dog, Kiwi. Cutie.
You good?
She's well cute.
How is everyone?
Good. All right. Good, yeah.
So we've got Christmas episode. Do you know what? We forgot to do it last episode, but should we just go right into it?
Secret Santa.
We did a Secret Santa draw off cam.
Off camera.
Oh, yeah. Off.
And now it's... Off cam. Miles, you may as well dish them out. Don't...
What was that?
So a camera has died.
It's all right.
A memory has been born. Speaking of memories, today's going to be a memory as it's the Christmas podcast special.
It is.
So we did Secret Santa off camera. Yeah. Miles, do you want to give them out? Don't go for yours first, though.
For anyone who's obviously listening.
Is this how Secret Santa? I thought you'd just say, this is what I got you. I got you.
No. You have to figure it out.
You have to figure it out.
Is it right? I don't know who this is.
Oh, I understand.
This is to Chaz. Apparently,
no, shit,
oh shit, well,
I didn't label mine.
I haven't labelled mine.
Fucking honest to God.
I
don't know how Secret Santa works.
We've done it before. Secret Santa. You may as well just say.
Ooh. Well, no, last time it was handed to us.
No.
Charlie's received his gift.
I can't remember.
And
we can work around this. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Pasta. Always good, isn't it?
Always good.
Bocatini as well. Looks like a good one, that.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, we're gonna know because there's no writing on mine and Josh's.
not so secret.
Well,
Santa.
There you go. It can be between me and Josh for the ones that don't have writing on.
Hang on, let me hold this here.
Yeah, to be fair, now I remember that you meant to write on it.
That.
Ooh.
Garlic oil.
Quill.
Nice.
Quill.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. And there's one more thing in it.
Don't know. I keep looking at my canal.
I think I know where all this is from as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ah,
it's like hot.
Is it like Anduja?
Mm. Don't like you looking at me.
Chili mushroom,
right?
Mm. Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you because I know where it's from.
Right, because I don't.
I think I know who's got you that.
Who do you think has given you your Secret Santa?
I know that Tom's been to Home Sense and he's bought pasta from there before. So I'm going to say Tom.
No, it's not me.
Damn.
Right.
Do you only get one guess?
Guess as many as you want, innit?
I think you'll find that it was me.
Well done, Joe Donovan.
Because nice. I've had that hot stuff from Joe before. They got me some stuff for Christmas like that.
I've heard it's very, very good. Oops.
Thank you. That's really good. That's very, very thoughtful, that, mate.
And I got the pasta because when me and you were in Italy on the airport.
We was talking about this, weren't we?
And I wanted to get you a nice plain wheel, but...
No, I like the garlic wheel.
So Joe has got Charlie some Italian bits and bobs.
Nice.
Thoughtful.
Very thoughtful, that.
Joe, we'll get around this because we're whittling down the people, aren't we?
It's okay. Just a laugh, isn't it?
The next one is this one here. And it's for Josh.
Do you know what? Maybe Miles should just be the one who reads it.
I reckon so. Just open
it. Well, now we know that's for you, don't we?
Oh, do we know this is for me?
Yeah, let's stop fucking this up and just open it.
All right. Must say, nice wrapping.
Thank you. Wasn't me.
What's that?
What is it?
Phantasma magic top hat show.
This screams one person, doesn't it?
And that's fucking class. Everyone knows you got you that. That's a, that's
did,
a really
did Emily wrap it?
I didn't get it. Emily did wrap it because I'm shit at wrapping. So
fuck, might have to bust this out in a bit and learn some.
I think you might have to get it out now.
I think you might have to get it out now.
Well, get the cape on now.
You need the cape and the top on, man.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Is it for kids?
Well, let me see what the age range is on it.
74. Between 12 and 75.
85 upwards. Great.
It's fucking shit.
Let me get the cape out. Oh, well, so wait, so this is from Miles then?
Yes.
Yeah,
thank,
it is.
Thank you very much.
It's really
no
nice.
Worries.
Cheers. Bye, Miles. The next
real
one.
Fabric magician's cape.
Right.
Oh, I wonder who this could be for and who it's from.
So this has no name on it, so...
You have to tell us who it's for.
That's for Miles.
Okay, thank you.
Something smells good.
Well, you know what? Just see, won't you?
That wrapping, the
right,
wrapping
the
is
first
like
thing
quite,
that I've
quite
seen,
quite
the first thing I've seen, I've opened it and it says NHS in crisis. So you know it's Christmas.
Fucking hell.
Vote them out.
Right. So.
Oh.
Right, okay, very good, very good.
What a pet shop, by the way. Maggie, stop, big up. Oh.
That's so thoughtful.
Do you like this?
You're not going to get out on are you, Miles?
I get up my cock.
Fuck it now.
Not quite like it's funny.
You, what else is in here? A bandana. Who's this from?
Well, more importantly, it looks like it's to Kiwi.
It's Kiwi, isn't it?
You've got a guess, haven't you?
From you?
No.
Is it not? Oh, Josh?
Thank you.
That's lovely.
Thank
that.
You. Cheers, man. Really, handshake. Golden really, handshake.
I knew she was going to be a guest on the show and... Oh.
That's
so,
really thoughtful. That.
That's nice. That.
You know what I mean?
Where's mine? Cheers. Appreciate it, man. Next one. Where's the next one? Down here. To Tom.
There you go.
Oh, so that means the next one's mine.
To Tom.
Well, I know who's got this, don't I?
I think at this point, the mystery's been shattered, so you might as well
no,
just fucking...
No, it's by default, isn't it? Because mine's the last one left.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So
well,
I know...
Yeah, but we didn't know you like yours.
Yeah, but I know I wrapped that, didn't I?
You did.
If I go first and this is me, there's one left. It's obvious.
People,
isn't
he's
it?
Got. We. Why do we? We're just going to put it at the same time, by the way. Or do I do it separately?
Do it separately.
Yeah, it's right.
I'm gonna put my cape on in the meantime.
So you would know that was yours if I opened this first, wouldn't you?
Yeah, go on.
Because everyone's
yeah,
been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
so
I'm
going
yeah,
back to it. People who are listening to this on audio, don't bother watching the video because it's fucking.
Oh shit.
Shit!
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. We need to describe him more, a bit more, don't we?
It's all, we've already fucked it up at this point. Just wait till next year. Wait till next
Josh
year.
Josh has had a magic set, Annie, from you.
Josh has had a magic set.
I've had some Italian deli ingredients like pasta, wheel, and chili mushrooms.
Nice one.
Yeah. Josh got Miles, well, got Kiwi on behalf of Miles, some dog stuff.
There she is now, just chewing away at some sausages.
Camera's definitely not.
Hello.
Are you a cutie fool?
Welcome to the worst episode of the podcast. Well done, Josh.
That fucking laugh.
What's this?
It says Christmas stew on it.
Ooh. Well, you know how you like your food, don't you? A bit of a foodie, aren't you, at the minute?
Have you put some in it?
At the minute. Why don't you see? I've give it a pour.
A pour?
Yeah. Pour some soup out.
Oh, is it soup?
Yeah.
Soup?
Yeah.
Soup.
Wow.
It won't come out. Fucking hell. Wow.
So if you're listening to this and not watching,
I can have a piss now, Chaz. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. It's the writing on it. Christmas stew.
If you're watching this,
if you're watching this, you're going to have to have an account for 18 plus. I might pixelate it. There we go.
You're going to have to do a. You got
Charlie's put a massive cock inside a flask.
A flask. It's a huge cock. Is that yours?
There you go.
Good one, isn't it, that?
Thank you.
Oh, it's no fucking class, that.
Stick that up on the wall in here somewhere.
Right,
great, Joe, Martin. Next.
Thank you.
Sorry, I know it's not very thoughtful, it's but funny. It's funny, isn't it?
I'm on board.
Ooh, a bit of tech.
Yeah.
What is
John,
that?
John Lewis yesterday, last minute.
What is that?
Oh. Do you know what, he's practical, no? He's like, he's always watching gadgets
USB-C
and shit, isn't it?
Thing.
Yeah, but it's like a 2 meter long one.
That's handy.
Yeah.
So he'll...
It's
this mic set up. Ideal for the
next to the bed.
Next to the bed hotels. On tour. Like, yeah.
That's you probably already got one, but
I've not got a 2 meter long one.
There you go.
Think well,
it's good to have a spare one.
I have, but not in USB-C.
Joe has a 2 meter long one. Tom has a 2 meter long one. Travis has a
good for you. Good for you, that Miles.
It was good, wasn't it?
Mine's long. Al dente.
Al dente. Yep. And Josh. What do you have to say about your gift, Josh?
Proper surprise with that, you know.
Did you not expect it?
I thought it was going to actually be something Christmas, like, I thought you'd done like some broth or something.
Have you not heard the story about this?
No.
Go on, tell it on the podcast.
Can it be told on the podcast?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So, it's my granddad's. He bought that in the 80s for a quid.
Do you know, I thought this.
Is that where you'd seen him this morning?
From Stage Door. Yeah, wow. That's why I had to get it this morning.
It's class.
Right.
Oh, so he's attached into it.
Yeah, yeah. Ah. It's from Stage Door. So, obviously, he was in the scaffolding trade 1 year ago. And whenever he was out and about, he used to take a flask with him. But he bought that. And he said there used to be a little butty van near the airport that did breakfast and stuff. And he knew the woman really well because she was called Irene. One morning, he takes that. He's got the lads in the van with him.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He says, Irene, you couldn't fill that up with hot water, could you? She says, yeah, no problem, John, anything for you. So he chucks her the flask. He opens the valve at the top and that comes out. She goes,
oh, John, you cheeky devil. For fuck's sake.
So yeah, he's had loads of fun with it over the years.
Christmas stew. Genius.
It's genius. It's a very good.
Good, isn't it?
We'll try and get a few with the crew in that when they come around here.
The good one is, obviously, there's no weight in it, is there?
No, you can't tell there's something going to rattle about.
So you have to say to people, can you just like...
Fill it up or
fill
something.
Fill it up or can you just take this off the...
That'd be a good one to give to like Brian and stuff like that. Be like, oh, yeah. Brian, just fill it up, please.
Yeah.
It's a bus driver, by the way. So there we go. Secret Santa.
Not so secret Santa.
Very, very unrehearsed, poorly executed Secret Santa, but the presents were good. The presents were good. So,
by the way, I said we'd ring him because it's Christmas in it. So
oh, nice.
Oh, should we finish on the ring?
Let's finish on the ring.
Excuse me.
Knickers for me.
Kiwi then.
What?
Right.
Condom oil.
The word. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The word Fortnite comes from a mixture of two words, 14 and nights. Fortnite.
That's bullshit because 14 is spelled completely different to Fortnite, isn't it? F-O-U-R-T-E-E-N is 14. And Fortnite is F-O-R-T-E-E-N. So my initial thing is bullshit, unless they've merged the spellings.
I reckon it's got some Latin fort, or something
it,
to do
it would
with
make
it,
more yeah. sense if it was to do with a fort, like some sort of like castle thing. Fort and night. That's my gut. I have nothing else to elaborate on.
Unless it does derive from earlier than the English spelling of four. You know what I mean?
Oh, because fortnight is 2 weeks and 14 days.
Mm-hmm. But it's four in Latin is like quattro, isn't it?
True.
You know what I mean?
Could be true. Say it again, please. I just jumped to the spelling
world
thing.
Fortnight. The world.
World. Fortnight.
The world's 2 weeks.
Not the game. The word fortnight. As in 2 weeks, comes from 14 and nights together, making 14 nights, fortnight, 14 nights, fortnight.
Bollocks.
I don't know.
But it is that though, isn't it?
Yeah.
14 nights, 14 nights, fortnight.
It seems
was
too
it
obvious.
Back in the day when they didn't spell things like they do now? Or is it an Americanism where they just miss the letter out because they're like, nah.
I'm not sure if Americans
this seems like the most obvious. What, like this seems like very believable.
Hence why I think it's bullshit.
Because it makes sense. Yeah, I'm gonna say bullshit.
Miles,
I don't know. I'm just gonna say bullshit.
It's all mind games, isn't it?
One, Josh,
is with him.
Bullshit. Does? Why not?
Well, I mean, you aren't numbers. You all said bullshit.
I think it's
like, true.
Yeah, well, right. Right.
Of course
true.
It is. Yeah,
that's it. Is
14 like, nights. That's where it comes from.
I think Josh should be onto it. They spelled it slightly differently. Well, yeah. Actually, it's like the Latin or something. It's like.
It makes sense. Logic. It's 49,
to be fair, Americans don't use the word fortnight. Apparently, fortnight meaning 2 weeks. Obviously, for those listeners who, for the three American listeners,
Charles cameras.
It doesn't matter. You're on your camera, Josh camera. For the three American listeners that are listening,
yeah, from one to three.
I don't know if Americans do this, but yeah, That's it. That was my bullshit section.
Well done. Well
I haven't
done
one for a bit. Anyone else got anything fun? Any little sections? Anyone got any negatives or what?
No, I've not been.
No.
I've not even looked this time.
I watched that movie. I don't know if you want
it's
to go
a wonderful life. Go on.
Shall we? So, as you know, the film, as per the last episode, was It's a Wonderful Life. And also I watched it in black and white, as suggested.
Yeah, 100%.
Get straight into the notes, I guess, and then we can actually talk about it, because the notes.
I've not seen it for a long time, so I probably do need to rewatch it.
I knew nothing about the film at all. Like it was, this was going in completely.
Surprised you didn't watch it when it initially came out.
Well done.
Going on to my next point is the film's from 1946, I believe.
What was it like
back then?
Post-war.
Well, I didn't have a telly or anything back then, or I didn't go to the pictures. But I love how the old films that they open with the credits, and it was like literally just like it's analog as hell. You know, it's physical. Yeah. Amazing music, straight off the bat. I put here because there's like a scene with the stars, and it's like visual effects. But I'd written great visual effects from my childhood. There's a scene before my man enters the little frozen pond lake thing, sledding. Reminded me of Bramall Park in the snowstorm of 2009.
Aww.
We had 2 weeks off school because of that. It was fucking ace.
We have 2 weeks off
we
school?
We were in college by that point. Ooh. We went to Lime Park.
Yeah, we did Lime a couple of times as well. The next note says, pissed up my man saying, you're late, sounded like Harlan's Yorkshire impression. You know, yeah, right. He said that. He said, but he's actually saying you're late. Like, you're late, like that. After that, it says, emotional as hell already. - sore ear scene. Because he's getting his sore ear beaten, which just made me sad. Next thing says, our prom sucked so bad compared to this.
That when we're all dancing?
Yeah. But how cool is that? The next note is about, oh.
The floor open up.
Yeah. How fucking cool is that? But then my next note then says old swimming pools creep me out. Because like, do you ever been
like the Victorian baths?
Yeah, they've always creeped me out.
Really?
Yeah, always. Like Victoria baths where they had the Chanel.
In what way? Like the haunted?
Yeah, well, no. Just the feel of them. There's something about like how deep they are when they're empty. Strange. Probably says more about me than anything else. Next note says it just says quite Family Guy. A lot of the delivery of the FG lines and stuff, you can see where 40s. Shows like that. But then I was, you know, is his name Hank? Is it Hank Azaria, the guy who voices loads of things on Simpsons? He was saying that a lot of his voices are just impressions of old 1940s actors.
You know, like 19, yeah, is it not? Is that not transatlantic, but the other way? Because it's like British American. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's like the OG American accent, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, like the old like American accent, it's like transatlantic in the way where it's like more, it's like British
more
and American.
It sounds a bit more, yeah.
Yeah, but like
it's more eloquent, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know the observation.
They use words like say, don't they, say. And stuff like that. And
the gramophone rotisserie chicken setups, boss. You remember that bit? They got like a gramophone, but and it's got like a pulley attached to it and the spinning chickens over the fire. That was cool. Next one says, this is well dark / anxious. Then Zuzu's Petals comes into it, which for those a little bit of trivia, we used to drive around in a van of the same name because that was Charlie's auntie's shop in Stockport.
Weirdly, when my mum was a kid, she used to think that was a good name for a band.
There you go.
Weirdly.
Full circle.
Good film then.
But yeah, so the notes are obviously shit, but to be honest, I was actually really... I was actually properly watching it, not just trying to take the piss.
Quite
time.
A long film, isn't it?
It's actually really good.
It's prestigious.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. What do you think?
Really good. Honestly, I was in bits at the end, like,
were you?
Through it. Yeah,
no, it's an amazing film.
It really is. It's so ahead of its time. So I thought it was like Again, I mean, again, my TV ruined the illusion. I still need to do that thing where you change the frame rate things. It was smooth really motion. Smooth.
Yeah.
So, which kind of
1945 Corrie.
I don't yeah. mind that though. Sometimes, you know, weird.
So, but the sentiment behind the film's really nice, though, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
it's lovely.
The whole meaning.
It's very, very deep.
Related to me and Tom went to watch a film last night. The did cinema.
You? Yeah, we did.
What did you go and see?
Stop Making Sense.
No way. Where was it on it?
The Light.
Claire Barry. Shout out, Katie's mate. Booked the tickets on like a. She just sorted it out.
Fair play.
Nice.
Because she was with Katie on Friday night. Mm. We ended up seeing. We were out with the school lads, weren't we?
Yeah.
We ended up in the bar and they were having Scran and Yellowhammer. Mm. This is boring for everyone now. But then they came home and Claire was like, oh, it's on Monday. Stopped Making Sense and thought nothing of it. And then next day she was like, I'll book the tickets.
Class.
And we just went last
That's
night.
Nice.
And good. You were like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I can't make it.
No, we went.
Just going back to. Sorry, just going back to Wonderful Life. Mm. Do you know it was filmed in the middle of Los Angeles summer?
Was it?
Oof, wow.
Was it asbestos, just all like sets and stuff?
Asbestos
sets?
Snow.
Yeah.
Asbestos yeah. snow. Whoa.
Yes, it's whoa.
But yeah, Stop Making Sense is really good. Obviously, seen it loads of times before.
Seen it live.
I hadn't seen it for ages and it was actually really, really good.
Boss on the big screen as well.
It was really good on the big screen.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, so thank you for that suggestion.
What's your overall rating then?
I'm going high on that one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. 4.5. Yeah. No, just kidding. Let's go 9.5.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
Just because it was, yeah, it moved me.
Yeah.
Nice. You need to
yeah. I'm going to watch that this week.
Was that one of your favourite films you've ever seen then? You know, if somebody's not watched a lot of films.
No. It's usually on telly. It
takes a lot for me to for Christmas that Eve.
What would you say your favourite film is?
I don't actually know. Nowadays.
Is it like Tenacious D, Pick a Destiny?
They're very formative though. That's like, even though they're dumb films, they genuinely changed my life. So it's like the kind of they're more important than just a film.
I was going to say that there's a special place, isn't there, for films like that.
You ones know what
that
I mean?
TCM.
So easy to sort of like just watch on like a casual basis. Like, that's this is funny.
No,
and people even just pass
like,
off, but like they can actually make you sort of do what you want to do in life. Do you know what I mean? It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, if it wasn't for School of Rock, then I wouldn't be rocking out now.
What film? What kind of vibe do you want to go for the next one, whatever that may be?
A short film.
I actually watched a really good short film the other day. It was you only get like directors who just upload it to YouTube and it's just like that. It's called I think The Portrait of God. It's like it's like 15 minutes. It's quite interesting. Really, really well made.
Yeah. Nice.
You can watch that. It's only 15 minutes. But
do you know what? Well, I thought one that might be good to watch is something like a proper curveball. One that maybe like some anime or something. Do you know what I mean?
Anime.
Honestly,
Studio
some
Ghibli.
Genius.
Examples.
Spirited Away, I think, is the most obvious.
I've seen that.
Have you? Yeah. Mm. There we go. It's great. It's an amazing film. Howl's Moving Castle. You seen that?
Is that another Ghibli one?
Yeah.
No, I've seen the one with Totoro in it.
I was proper like...
Or is that Spirited Away?
Totoro. No, Totoro's his own.
What's that one with the turtle? That was really good.
But this one, I was never into him. I was like,
Finding Nemo.
It's not I was like, it's not my film.
It's OG, that.
It's not
my scene.
But when I actually sat down and watched it, Sophia was like, no, you should watch them. Like, they're actually amazing. Have you ever seen any?
No.
Quite cozy,
because you're like into film, you'd be like,
yeah, I'd like
it.
They are amazing. Kate, you'd be into them as well. They are amazing films.
Yeah, they are.
Do you want to give them a Studio Ghibli film to watch them?
I'd be up for that.
What's the one that's set like in Japan during World War II?
That's an amazing film.
I think I'm going Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay. If you want a film that'll make you a bit depressed, watch that.
What's it called, that one, Miles?
I can't remember. Fight the Fireflies.
One.
Yeah, really,
what's
really.
Sorry, Joe, what's it called?
That one.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Howl's Moving Castle.
We got any...
2004, it says.
Thank you.
Here we go, let's go! You know what does my edit? Mess does my edit. You're doing my edit.
Miles does my edit. Fucking you. That reverb, yeah.
I like the way you've taken my section here, it's good.
So, don't have cash on you as much these days, do we?
No.
I never carry cash.
If you need cash, you have to actively go to the cash machine and take it out for something, don't you?
Printing money.
And there's not many instances that you would need to do that. Apart from one that I always find wherever I go, Chinese takeaways, cash only.
Mm.
It fucking does my head in. It really does piss me off.
There's no need these days, is there?
I'm just like, It's quite consistent as well, wherever I've been, that's always cash only. Mm. And I'm like, I can't really think of many other places that is cash only. And I'm like, you're get right. a card machine, innit? You probably get more business.
Tax evasion.
Well, I'm trying to find a way. I'm trying
so
to think
what
of
does
a way.
Jordan is in this modern age.
Yeah.
Places cash only establishments. Cash only.
Because the thing is, you can get like, it don't cost a lot to get like a card reader and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Well, they take commission though, don't they? I suppose they're like, why are you taking money off us even
but,
though?
But even the fact they're even like Just Eat and stuff like that sometimes. And it's like, if you've got that, let me just come in with a card and pay. Do you know what I mean?
Do you what?
Yeah.
You already opened it.
I agree with that.
They want some untraceable cash though, don't they? That's why they're doing it. So they don't have to put it through the books. That's why they do it.
Right. But
illegal.
That's what does my head in.
Joe does my head in, and it's a really small one, and I actually don't think there'll be anyone in here or in who's listening who'll disagree with me.
People try
put
me.
Empty chocolate wrappers back in the box.
Fucking hell, who does that?
That's old school, that.
Ian Donovan.
Why?
He came around the other day. We have, means we have like a little bowl, don't we?
Used to do it. I've stopped doing it.
Right, see?
I've stopped
It's like
doing
a little
it.
Treat bowl just next to it.
Yeah.
It's just laziness. There was a little treat bowl there, and obviously there was a fucking Maltese one in there, weren't there?
Fucking love Maltese. Ones.
Yeah, exactly. That's
they're my favourite ones.
So my dad's come in, obviously picking some up from the house or something like that. We don't know. Obviously, we've come back in that night. I've come and sat in front of the fire, just like, oh yeah, watch.
I want a little Maltese.
Watch your TV. There's a lot. I've seen it. Oh great, I'll have empty. Mm. The monsters.
That's come, bad. Out of water.
Monsters come in, took the best one, put the empty wrapper back in the bowl.
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that.
It's a sick thing to do, Tom. That's why. But that does my fucking head in.
Yeah. Anyone else got anything they want to moan about? Anything that does their head?
Yeah, I've got one little thing.
Okay. No, you're going over there.
It just grinds my gears a little bit.
Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know when people say ickle?
Ickle?
Oh, like I've got an ickle.
Ickle? I've never
heard like
that. I've got
an ickle thing I need to get.
Oh, like oh no.
I only know lickle, not ickle.
You know what? I've heard lickle. Does my tits in.
Quite and 70s that.
When people say chimney instead of chimney.
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 An ex-brick layer.
I've got one.
Chimley.
Odd carrier.
I've got one.
Stonemason.
Oh, yeah, stonemason.
Did we talk about this last time? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Tax reasons. That.
When people tag on your dog walk.
What do you mean? Oh. Yeah, I've got this.
People you don't know.
That's not your scene, that, is it?
I've got I think that's socially unacceptable.
Fucking hell.
It's unacceptable.
Everyone's dead nice, but...
You're not.
I feel like there should be etiquette within... Stop and chat.
Move
he's
on.
Already pushing the boat for me as a person.
Yeah, it's not your
people
podcast,
I don't,
is it?
Like, it's like
you need to wear a t-shirt saying "Please don't talk to me."
Yeah, you need one. Yeah, like I saw a dog before. Literally, it said "Give me space."
Yeah,
on its back.
Maybe it's a sensory thing.
Yeah. Oh, the nervous one. I love the nervous ones.
It's, all it needs to be is
even that's and like sometimes I just
I don't mind that.
No, but
what's the point? We don't know each other.
Morning, mate. We don't know each other. Right.
Stop to people you know.
I quite like
friends
it.
With them.
I quite like it.
I hate it.
I say hi to everyone.
Why you ring me when you're on your walk? And the amount of people you speak to, I'm like, fuck it, now.
Yeah, I'm always like,
it depends what you like as a person, doesn't it?
I say hi a lot. But
no, I get you. I like having a podcast in.
I do. Listening. The annoying thing is more, I've got a lot on this bit. That's what I want for Christmas.
What?
Some over the head earphones so people know I've got headphones in.
That's good.
Yeah,
because
I'm with you on that.
AirPods hidden under my hair.
Yeah.
So you're walking around, everyone's like, and you're like,
you need some massive.
And then I'm like, I'm listening to music, like I've got my headphones in.
So,
you know what? If you don't get them, you should just treat yourself to it. I've got the Bose ones, are fucking amazing, you know.
No, yeah, I just get myself
get
some.
The AKG. So,
you're on a dog walk, then paint the scene. You're there, you see someone, and you're
it's
like,
mainly, it can happen when I'm with Katie sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, don't do that on the mic because it'll cut to you, won't it? Go on.
No, just like walking, and then someone tries to keep up with you and keep talking to you when you don't know them. I think that's socially unacceptable.
Fucking, I love
that. So talk me through it then. So what happens then? You're there, they come with you, and what are you responding to them? What are they saying to you? What are you saying to them? Are you trying to like...
Well, to be fair, it's happened when I've been with Katie, because Katie's not like more sociable than I am.
You were going to say more nice then.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So,
no one's walked when it's just been me solo.
So you're saying Katie spoke to them, they've come and seen you and then thought of the same...
Well, I get like the stoppage or like say you like some this again. I feel like someone needs to redesign dog walks. You need lanes, I think.
Fast lanes and slow lanes. Yeah. I agree with that.
Got time for that.
Yeah, well, just, no, just nothing to do with fast and just.
Oh, man's fast and slow.
Just your own lane. You can't come into that lane.
But then you.
Because
like booking out.
So you know,
I'll be on that lane at that 8:15 till.
I'm sure there'll be people listening who relate to this.
I have a guide that, so I go.
It's very Larry David.
Sometimes you're not in the mood to talk, but then it's like you don't want to be rude by saying sorry, I'm not in the mood to talk. But that I feel as
not
though
to a
that
stranger.
Should be more. I feel like that should be more socially acceptable. Just saying to someone, I just don't want to talk right
how
now. Sorry,
we,
I'm not them being like.
Friends?
You know what I mean?
We're so different.
No, it fills me. I'm like, I've got a think of shit to say.
Like, mean, yeah, like, it's like quite anxious for you.
Yeah, it's not like, it's like my guard's up. Do you know what I mean?
I think
I'd be like this even if I wasn't in the
band.
Do
you think being like a Z-list celebrity makes it worse?
It's worse because people know who I am. Do you know what I mean? So they want to chat and ask you about
they'll
stuff.
They'll say it as well. They'll say to their mates, oh, we walk the dog with Tom from Blossoms.
Yeah, but they'll be severely disappointed. They'll be like, I walked with him and his wife and he didn't speak for 6 minutes. Like that's. They'll be like, he was weird. They all come away from it saying he was weird. I know we were.
He was weird.
I fucking love
weird.
That.
Weird.
That's why I...
No, because I'm like, I'm being weird.
That's why I do the interviews, innit? Sometimes you're into them, sometimes you're like, oh.
No, I can talk about the interview stuff when it's about the band.
Yeah, obviously,
it's like
yeah.
shit you've done, but...
Topical. I'd say they would
small
chat. Come away from the dog walk and they'll be having a chat in their house about the walk. They'll say you're more eccentric than weird.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Always, but you can tell.
You know what the musicians are like, they're eccentric.
You can tell he's always thinking.
He's thinking about the next move.
He's writing melodies right
he's
as you're talking to him.
He's writing about that, you know, it's funny.
His mind
leave
is just
me
elsewhere.
Alone on the dog walk.
What would you do? What would you do?
Can you put Kiwi's portrait?
What would you do?
It's an hypothetical look.
What would you do?
Hypothetical look.
So, right. Hello all. Start off with a few of these because, you know.
You have $5,000 million.
Yeah. Start off with this one, Christmas related, guys. You wake up Christmas morning and found a pile of shit in the stocking and under the Christmas tree. There's a note in the stocking. The note says, dear, insert name here, you have been a sack of shit all year, so I thought the gift was fitting. Remember, I have eyes everywhere and I could take you out with very little problem. Be good this year or that'll be what happens next. Love, Santa. How do you react?
That just fit immediately
genuinely,
guilty.
Genuinely.
You just have to
genuinely
clean it up, wouldn't you?
You wake up, you go down, there's a, you don't know it's a shit. You walk down your stairs and you can smell shit. I'm like...
I automatically think the dog. Yeah.
Well, you don't know, Kiwi. So, Josh.
Have you done
well,
early?
My initial thing, I'd be like, well, this is sad. Someone out there...
Has actually bought you a gift.
Thinks I'm a sack of shit.
Aww.
So I'm just going to go, oh, damn, now I agree.
Do you know what? I'd be like, you know what? I've not been a sack of shit this year. I've been all right.
Well, that's the thing. So I'd be like, you'd get this sense of guilt of being like, well, who have I been a sack of shit to?
Do you know what? I'd be like, fuck it, if I'm getting shit, Boris Johnson, what the fuck's he doing?
Is it just in the sack?
Yeah.
I'd just double bag it in a bin bag and just put it in the black bin.
Just not think anything of it.
Depends what the handwriting was like.
Chaz's handwriting, dead nice.
If I recognise the handwriting, then I'd be like, oh, fuck.
It's that guy on your dog walk, innit?
Yeah. Then I deserve it.
It's the dog walk guy, innit?
That's a bit of a mad one, though. I like it.
Swiftly moving on, you get paid 500k. You don't know if it's... No dollars, no pounds, that's sterling. You get paid 500k to take a gut shot from a professional fighter of your choice. Who are you picking? Living or dead, doesn't matter.
I'm going to have life-changing injuries off that. So
you could pay for the
living or
surgery
dead.
After, though.
I'd pay for like the oldest living boxer now. And if he's like 90-something, it's probably not going to hurt.
It's
probably not
going to
hurt.
It's
not going to hurt that much, is it?
Yeah, it's a shout, that.
Okay.
I'm just going to opt out of this one. I know it's just going to fuck me up.
would you pay for someone, living or dead, like, would you go Muhammad Ali and just be like, just to meet him?
But then you get twatted still.
Yeah, but you get
he's wearing a glove, though, isn't he?
Still, that shit can break bones, man.
Yeah, Chaz.
Probably do me a favour. Probably do me a favour. He's got a hernia. Put it back in.
Bang.
Mike Tyson. You know Rocky? Does he actually like?
He can throw a puncher.
So he actually. So like, if you have like a mythical boxer, You know what I mean?
Oh, you could have a mythical boxer.
Yeah, yeah. So someone in the film, but
what
like
was the Russian guy
life?
For again? What was his name?
Ivan Drago.
That's it, Drago.
Dolph Lundgren. That was the actor.
Yeah.
Apollo Creed. Who's the guy fighting on the streets in Rocky Five?
Tommy Summer.
Harrison.
Do you know what?
There he is. There's the mention.
Fair enough. I have another one here.
It's a mad one, this. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's quick fire, innit? You have a shotgun.
You?
That only you are worthy of. Similar to Thor's hammer.
So only you can use it.
Only you can use it. You're so worthy of it, it almost never leaves you. It is always somewhere on your body. How does this impact your life? What do you do next?
Well, we'll never be able to fly anywhere again, would we?
Well, you can't go anywhere in the UK. You can't carry fucking weapons.
And in America,
where do you
like,
get these from?
Never you bloody mind.
Reddit.
So, yeah, you've woke up, there's a shotgun on you, you've gone, fucking hell, and it's not coming off.
Is it a sawn off?
I've actually got the
maybe
exact
I'd make
brand.
It a sawn off, so it'd be smaller. Well, do you know what I mean? More?
It's a Benelli Nova 20 gauge in solid black.
Oh, this is so American. You got this on Reddit.
It is American, isn't it? What about if you were in America and you woke up with it?
You can't get it off you?
No, you can't go
what
home.
What sort of question is that?
It's one to provoke a conversation. Sorry. To try and get us fucking to an hour so I can go home.
He was already fucking mad gone. One, that.
Yeah, you move on. You got another one.
One more.
To get me to an one hour more. So I can go home.
One more.
Just fuck it off now. Just go.
Yeah. One more. Okay, I'll leave you with this one. You are choosing to build a civilization from an empty world nice. By choosing five people from various professions. What will you choose?
You've got to have an engineer in there.
Chris Pierce.
Not sound a sound engineer. Engineer. But like you've got to have like some sort of engineering, aren't you? They'd know like... Got an engineer, you've got to have a builder.
Medical professional.
Engineer, builder, medical professional.
Jester. Otherwise, you just gonna be fucking bored as hell.
Some builders I've met are pretty funny.
Have you got to separate the art from the artist, man?
Well, you could be the music. You could be the drummer. Just like drum solos. That's music.
Sign it, because then would you just pick your mates?
Well, I didn't list the question.
What
is
civilization would be
you'd have to have an artist of some kind in there to bring a bit of colour.
You still
to
need
everywhere.
Joy. Yeah,
do you not think sometimes people stem like, you know, like bricklaying or something like that? Mm. They can be really creative and really artistic.
Oh, yeah.
And
of
a lot of them
can.
Later in life actually turn to art and things like that.
I know a lot of people have done that.
That's so, I'm saying they could, you know what I mean? I'm saying you could waste one of the five on, say, an artist where there could be a hidden artist within something you've already done.
Like multiple roles basically per person.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Rather than just going an artist and the artist comes, you go, oh yeah, come and help us build this wall. And he's like, I don't do that.
Just like I'm technically a professional musician, but I'm also really good at football. so it's like you get a bit of both with me.
What five are we going for then? You said a joiner.
No. A joiner's a good one though.
A joiner.
I'd have a joiner. I'd have a builder.
Builder.
I'd have an engineer.
Okay. Engineer.
Can I just interject though?
Charles, watch your feet on there.
You know how you said that you can have someone who has a profession but they're also really good at something else?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you, you'd rather have someone who can do all kind of most of those jobs in one?
Mm. Yeah, like an all-rounder.
Do you know what
Jack
I mean?
Jack of all trades, master of
otherwise you, otherwise you're bussing all your five people. Get a guy who can tile and fucking
yeah, but that's why I said a
shells.
Builder, but I think I'd still have a joiner, like a master joiner, because that's like next level in it. That, a builder could sort
you need
of,
the skeleton, don't do you?
Yeah, you need like someone, and you'd have an engineer because you need that.
Right then.
Thinking.
Happy days.
This is the band bit. Chaz, I sing you so much. This is the band bit.
So this is the fan bit where you, the fans, speak to us, the band, send in your questions and we ignore most of it. Joe.
This one's from Emma Tindall. T-I-N-D-A-L-L. Tindall.
Like Royal My Man.
Well, Mike Tindall. He's married to Zara Phillips and he played for England rugby team. Zara Phillips is part of the royal family.
Yeah.
So, Tindall. That's
Mike Tindall.
That's blew me head.
I'm a celeb.
Anyway, Emma. Yeah. Emma Tindall. Hi, Blossoms boys. And Josh, you elderly gent.
Thank you.
Joe, hello. We've not spoken about my haircut, actually.
Sweet.
Because it's shocking. No, it looks great, man.
Everyone keeps saying you look really young.
Yeah, you do.
It's a good compliment.
Shaved a few years off.
I look my age now.
You look shit.
It reminds me of when we started the band and you had the shorter cut.
Thanks, guys.
Just wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Myself and my husband are avid listeners to the pod, and we have both been fans of yours since like forever. I added the sass in there then.
Nice.
Our earliest memory of seeing you was in Hull University. I think maybe a Liam Frey solo concert or Cortina's gig.
Would have been Cortina's.
Yeah, I remember that. And you were selling your own merchandise in the bar.
Wow, classic.
That same tour, you left your bag on their tour bus and you went to Glasgow and we went to Portsmouth.
Something like that.
We have followed you around pretty much every... ever since and are very much looking forward to the Withenshaw gig. Thank you. Blossom's music is a staple in our house while we are cooking. As such, our boys, Harrison A and Sonny 5, are huge fans too. Oh, they both have long hair.
Interesting to put numbers in the name.
I thought that, I actually thought that was the name then.
Harrison Sonny 5. A, Sonny 5.
Yeah, Sonny 5. That's a good Sonny. Yeah,
Sonny 5. Sonny 5.
Sonny 5. Sonny 5. That's the podcast name, Sonny 5.
Sonny 5 is a great name. We can't have Sonny though, not have Harrison in that.
Let's put Christmas special then.
It should be Harrison Sonny 5 Christmas special.
Okay, we'll do that. What's the longest title you can have on Spotify and Apple Music and all the streaming platforms?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, they both have long hair. Harrison very much has Tom's dress sense.
Nice.
How old is it?
8, Harrison.
Must have a few quid.
Getting about in Gucci flares.
Oh, yeah.
My God, no, that's cute, that. And Sonny very much has Joe's energy and loud voice. I think he's got ADHD. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Fair enough.
What they don't know yet is after patiently waiting for an outdoor Blossoms gig where we could take them, they are getting tickets for Withenshaw for Christmas and they are going to be excited and can't wait to tell them. If you could give them a shout out on the pod, that would be boss.
Make sure they listen also, to this before Christmas.
Yeah, so I know, yeah. On a more selfish note, please let there be a follow-up to Roy the Reindeer, that short film, because it's become a Christmas staple watching at our house.
Budget, like,
again, a lot of swearing. Maybe swearing's becoming more in fashion for kids now.
We were speaking about this the other day. I swore a lot in my art. I didn't really swear. My mates at school swore more than me, but I was allowed to swear at home. And I think it's that thing. I never there's loads of people in my year used to smoke weed and that. I never used to smoke weed because my dad smoked weed.
Do you think it's related?
No, I just think it's that thing of just being like, sometimes I think if you're on it too much, you're actively like, what a rebel, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You swear a lot now though, as you've got older.
Me?
I would say, yeah.
I think we all do.
Fuck a lot.
Who swears the most?
I think Joe swears the most.
Who's runner up?
Probably me.
I think we all swear pretty much equally.
It just becomes part of your everyday vocabulary, doesn't it?
I remember you're telling a story and it's like, he's fucking with the thing over there, and he's fucking, and you'll say fuck quite a lot.
Comes to mind when we did the Killers spot, the first gig last year, right? We went to catering, I was stood there and I was doing something similar to what Joe did. You know, you're trying to like think of something, and I was going, I was stood there, there's like burgers, chips, bit of salad, and I was like, could I have a fucking, you went, stop swearing, Miles. That's what you said. I felt really embarrassed because I didn't know I was doing it.
So it's just swearing into us.
Yeah. I just think swearing's all right.
What's your profanity?
I think it's quite good to get out emotions anyway. Feels good to say, oh, fuck off.
It's just words. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's different if you're directing it at somebody.
Time and place, isn't there? You know.
Every moment of every day. So, yeah, good. Is that the
Charlie,
end of the email?
Did you get that one up?
I did. Sorry,
mate.
Say, well, I do, but
Josh, you want to read this out?
Me?
Yeah.
Should have passed the parcel. That's quite Christmassy. Is everyone feeling Christmassy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom.
Not really.
I can tell.
So grumpy today.
Come on, what's crack on?
Just reminded me of something. You know that guy, Santa, who comes around the streets?
I've got a story about that.
The Rotary Club.
Have you seen
the one where he goes, can't stop me.
Clutch his gun.
That's genius.
Have you seen it, Tom?
Yeah.
Can't stop anyway. Everyone, the clutch is gone.
Splice it in.
Josh.
Hey there, lads. I'm Ambrose. I'm 16 years old and a long-time fan of your tunes, thanks to my dad, brackets. He's called Skip. Interesting name. We're originally from Nashville and have been listening for about seven or so years. At the moment, we're residing on the West Coast, so we were able to catch you guys at Echoplex a few weekends back. What an excellent show. Thank you.
Aww.
Just wanted to reach out and say thanks for all the fantastic music, for showing us such a grand time in LA. We loved it. Cheers as well for Blown Rose. That's been a special one for Dad and I since I was pretty small. Your last record, Killed. I really enjoyed it, especially Care For. I do particularly like Care For myself. Keep doing what you're doing. And then there's a PS suggesting I should watch Baby Driver.
Oh, great film.
And then at the end here it says, ah, poop, forgot a question. I'm interested to hear the story behind Blown Rose and how it came about and such, particularly Charlie's bass work on it. If you've got anything else to share, cheers again and Merry Christmas. And that was from Ambrose Matheny.
Well, I actually wrote the bass line for that.
Thank yeah. When I was writing the lyrics and the melody and what have you.
It's quite a good one, this.
Yeah, so got a guitar off James Skelly in 2014 after we'd been working with him. A nice acoustic.
It's over there.
It is.
Let's show the folks whilst you speak. Yeah.
What's it called? Is it a J200?
I thought it was a gift and got an invoice. He said it's got a lot of loose stuff inside it.
Plectrum's it, probably.
Right.
It's a secret Santa for next year.
Yeah, that'll be all right.
You have to speed down your mic because the thingy goes through it. Josh.
I was just showing. Oh, sorry, I mean, yeah, so it could, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Here's the guitar, haha.
Right, okay, so the story's what?
No, yeah, I literally just took it home and started writing that, yeah. Just played an F major 7.
The first chord?
Yeah.
Harsh.
And then just wrote it, just like the chords, wrote it. So I did the F major 7 to E minor. I did the verse bit first, basically. F major 7 to E minor. Then F. Then G, A minor. I could hear that chord progression in my head.
As
soon as I hit the F major 7, I was like, I need to figure out
ding, ding,
that.
Ding, ding, ding. Right.
I could hear da, 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 dum, dum. Yeah. So then you have to then figure it out.
Yeah.
You're trying ones because you don't know what that is.
Of course.
Well, I don't anyway.
Yeah.
And I had that, I was like, oh, that's pretty good. So then Miles had been living with his dad at the time and was clearing out his house, so there was room for Miles in the gaff, and he dropped off a load of books at my house, and one of the books was like a poem, kind of, I can't remember what it was called, it was like some sort of loads of poems or loads of quotes from poets over the years.
It was like short stories as well.
One of the short stories on this one. There was stuff like that, but this one basically had loads of things, and that's where the Stately Homes of England was in there.
Yeah, yeah.
How Beautiful They Stand, that was a quote in there.
Also, and then, the name, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Full Blown Rose was within another quote, and I just read it as Blown Rose.
Took that.
And then there was this other bit which said like, oh, I can't remember it's by off the top of my head because it's been that long. It would be like famous. It's like, it was like, I made my song a coat covered with embroideries or something like, it was like a thing and I liked the way it read.
Almost like a fable rather than
Did he call it like, I don't know. It's like a poem of thing. But I just liked the way it read.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took the structure and reworded it.
Right.
So instead of I made my song a coat, I made my wish a rose covered with old spangles instead of covered with embroideries because I just thought it was, it just sounded good basically.
Yeah. Mm.
And then it just fitted with the melody. I just sang that. So that informed the melody of the song, I imagine. And then the chorus, I had the beautiful, how beautiful they stand bit. Yeah, pretty straightforward, to be fair, at the time.
But we picked you up, didn't we? And I remember you playing at us in the van.
Oh,
do you remember?
On the way
to the old practice room.
Voice note of it or something.
Yeah, and we were all thinking at the time, this is really, really good, this.
Yeah, it felt, it was like the best song I'd wrote up until that point.
I still think it's one of the best you've ever wrote.
Yeah,
so.
It is good.
It's great. It's core. Cool. Yeah. Cooey.
That's what I mean. So it was kind of like...
Oh, fuck.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Go on, Kiwi.
Straight to the
face. I trained her to do that to you.
I was winding her up. I was like, sorry, Kiwi.
Oh.
The quiet whippets, they play with the paws.
Yeah.
You just slap each other.
That was a left up, that.
She get a fucking punch in the gut off her.
But yeah, so that was how that song was conceived.
Oh.
Over to the bass line. What's that inspired by? Smithson?
I was going to say, did we do this? I mean, I know it was in the old yard, but did we do this as a band? Like, rehearse as a band? We did, didn't we? This was weirdly the first tune that Virginie and I picked up on before we were signed. Obviously Charlemagne won
the Blown Rose EP.
Yeah, yeah. They said they released the
Charlie did the artwork.
Yeah. I did.
It's better now you don't, isn't it?
No, in terms of bass work, I was listening to a lot of Smiths at the time, and Andy Rourke's a bit of a genius with his melodic.
Yeah.
Stuff.
The riff's quite, the riff on the song's quite, there's a lot of Smiths, I think, DNA within that song.
I think it's just a subconscious thing, and it kind of just fell off my fingers and complemented the track.
Yeah. So that's you're quite weird with your both bass lines.
Weird?
Yeah, like they come very fast.
Dude's got feel.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it comes out like straight away, doesn't it? Like, sort of laugh. It's good.
Like mine as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, but cheers. Yeah, thank you.
Right. Nice.
Phoebe Francis. Francis, obviously, probably. No, Francis. I'm so shit at reading.
I think we met her in Paris.
Fucking hell.
Hi, lads. Hope you're all well.
You got
Before my question for you, I just want to thank you for uploading videos of the pod. Of the podcast onto your YouTube. As someone who struggles to process what people are saying verbally. I struggle as well.
Not you, Phoebe, it's just Joe.
It makes me feel like I can really get into it now. Oh, thanks. My question is to those of you who read/listen to audiobooks, what's your favourite book? Thanks, guys. Phoebe. I love both. I love reading and I also love, well,
it's good doing it. I've said this the other day, but I like when I do read to have the audiobook
you like
on
both,
as well.
Don't you, the same
it
time.
Helps. Cause
I've not been reading as much as I'd like to recently, but I've been audiobooking heavily. And at the moment, I'm going through a massive Billy Connolly.
Oh, nice.
Phase.
My man.
Love Billy Connolly. And then he's got a book out called The Rambling Man. And as you know, I'm a bit of a
like you.
Rambling man myself. But it's just funny. But yeah, I've really enjoyed his book. And that's the one I'd say, because that's the one that sticks out to me at the moment. But it changes all the time.
You know I've been listening to John Kennedy's Tape Notes podcast.
Oh nice. Really?
Really good. You should listen to that.
Yeah,
all of us should listen to it from a educational purposes. Yeah. Miles more so, actually, I would say.
What?
Tape Notes.
What? Oh, nice.
It's John Kennedy's podcast.
Nice.
But it's been around for a few years now, but they just break down songs and talk about production and why they did it, use, the inspiration. It's good. So yeah. That's what I've been listening to.
That's good, yeah. It's good to pick up a little new little tricks in it when you can. Nice.
Tash Richards.
Fucking straight away.
What's wrong with me? Tash Richards. Hi lads, I've always wondered this whenever I go to gigs and thought, who better to ask than you lot who regularly talk about bodily fluids on a pod?
Fucking hell.
It's the level we're at, isn't it? Yeah. Like, what happens if you need a wee during the performance? Do you have to stop the gig for a minute, or do you just have to suck it up and get on with it? Maybe it's just because I have the tiniest bladder in the world, but I always think about it, especially when I see bands drinking beer on stage and think, that's anxious, that. So it's for the random question.
I think everyone's different, aren't they? But I personally, it's like, well, we all squeeze one out before we go on. But
I think
like,
that's the key part of it.
It's funny, literally, just like about 5 minutes before we go on stage, I reckon people think, oh, I wonder what they're doing now. We're all
just
of us
going for a wee.
Queuing up.
But I think the adrenaline gets you through, even if you do really need one throughout the gig, the adrenaline just keeps you going.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, and when you're occupied, anyway. You don't really. But I think it's probably a bit of adrenaline and like keeping your brain occupied, but because I need a wee quite a lot sometimes,
all the time. When we went for Stop Making Sense today, you had like 7 pieces.
No, but I drank so much water just before I came, and then we had a beer before we went in. So, but we pissed just before we go on stage, basically. I think that's the key.
I've had a few times at gigs though where I've been like, I am fucking bursting.
You get to have one out of your favourite room, don't you?
There's a few times, you know, you see bands who have like 3-hour-long gigs and stuff. Some of them stay on the whole time. So, and I don't really do that, but you can like, when you have an encore, you can go through it for piss, can't you? Do you know what I mean?
Like yeah, McCartney. Or McCartney, how long was McCartney set at Glasgow?
Catheter.
you can say that, it's all right. I've often thought though, you could do the bag, couldn't you? You could piss in a bag.
Yeah.
Adult nappies.
Encores, if we're desperate, we'd have one on the encore, wouldn't we?
There's a few, but do you remember when Noel did it not long ago? Noel did it at a gig not long ago where he just went, I've just got to go for a piss, I'm desperate. Just went off for a piss.
I've not seen that.
No, don't try and get that.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Grandad, you okay?
Johnny, yeah. Are you alright?
How are you doing?
Alright, what are you doing?
Just doing a little Christmas podcast.
Hey, John.
You all right.
Hi, mate. Hi, boys. All right.
Yeah, all
are
good.
You all right.
Yeah, all good.
Your flask made us all laugh.
Did it? Yeah. It's a proper dick and all that is in it. I like that one.
Look at
that's up. A proper fucking knob end. I'm not, this isn't on the podcast swearing, is it?
No, oh, you are. Have you got
edit
a joke for us, John?
Miles, will you?
You up?
Say, edit it out.
Have you
in
got?
Fact, no, fucking leave it in.
Leave it in. Have you got any jokes? Have you picked up any jokes on your travels recently?
I can tell you a couple of things that happened to me in hospital, though.
Yeah,
go on.
You all know I was in hospital for a long while, don't you?
Yeah.
And the man in the next... I can't say his name because I'm not allowed, but there was a man in the next bed to me called Ray. And his children used to bring... Well, it was his stepdaughter. She used to bring him a few quid in so he could buy a paper in the morning and brought him toffees in.
You heard that?
Put him in a dish at side of bed. On a table. One morning, he swallowed a fucking 50 pence piece. And they had to operate on him to get it, you know, to get it off his chest. It's 100% true, this. I could say his second name, but I'm getting trouble for it. But he swallowed the 50 pence piece, and the next morning, his stepdaughter come in, and he wasn't in bed, he was down at the operating room, and she said to me, "How's Ray, John?" I said, "Oh, I've heard there's no change."
Is that that's true, isn't it? That
that's 100%, 100% true. That
no change.
Kenny Gilmore's uncle.
Thought you weren't allowed to say who it was.
I'm not, have I? Could have a load of uncles.
What? What you were going to tell us one about? Who was the
chef? No, he was on the left hand side, Ray.
Yeah.
On the right hand side, he had another fella in with him called Harry.
Right.
And one day he wasn't well at all, so they called all his family in, and they were all sat on the nurse's station. And he said to the nurse, "Can you bring me children in for me?" So she brought them in. He said, "Susan," he says, "I want to leave you all my houses on the right-hand side at the bottom of Garner's Lane." He said, "Oh, thanks, Dad." He said, "And Rita," he said, "I want to leave you all my houses on the left-hand side at the bottom of Garner's Lane, or the right-hand side, whichever one it was." He said, "Oh, thanks, Dad." He says, "Now, Billy," he says, "our Billy," he says, "I'm going to leave you all my flats and apartments on Bramall Lane."
I'll do
he says, "Oh, thanks, Dad." So he says to the nurse, "Right, nurse, can you bring my wife in now?" So nurse goes off to get his wife. As he's bringing her back in, she stopped at my bed and she said, this is what I overheard her say. She said, "Do you know," she said, "your husband," she said, "I've never known a kinder, more generous man than that is, giving all that property to his children." She said, "Yeah, he's a good man." And she said, "Do you know, it's only a window cleaner."
That's class.
That's true, that.
That's fucking mint.
Oh, that's a good one, that.
Still does my house now.
Who was the chef? Did you know a chef?
Yes.
Didn't he work in Liverpool or something?
There was a job advertised at the Adelphi Hotel in Liverpool. And this little scouse fella goes in, he says, "I've come for the job as the cook." So the manager says, "Can you cook?" He said, "Of course I can. I've cooked all over the world. I've cooked on ships and in hotels and everything." He said, "I can cook." So the manager says, "Right, we'll put you to the test then." He said, "Come on down to the kitchen with me." So they go to the kitchen. So the manager says, "Right, you can cook me a breakfast then." So the fella, the little scouse fella says, "Throw us an egg." So he throws him an egg, catches it on his chest, rolls it down to his knee. He knees it across the kitchen, straight into the frying pan. The egg cracks open, goes into the pan and the shell drops into a bin at the side. The manager said, that's astounding. That's, it was a fluke, wasn't it? He said, no, it wasn't a fluke. Throws another egg. So this time, catches the egg on his knee, drops it down, follows it right across the kitchen onto the edge of the pan, cracks open on the pan, the egg drops in, and the shell drops into the bin at the side. Manager said, that's phenomenal, that. So the little scarecrow says, well, have I got the job then? He says, no, you haven't. So he says, why not? He says, you do too much fucking about. I'm glad you like it.
It's good, that.
Fucking hell.
Well, thanks very much.
I hope that's not going out live now, is it?
No.
Thank Christ for that.
Thank Christ.
We'll leave you to it, but thanks very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well,
have a good one, all you boys.
Have a good Christmas, John.
Catch you in a minute.
With your families, and I'll see you all soon.
Yeah.
See you soon.
See you soon, John.
See you soon, yeah.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, fucking hell.
Legend.
Let's, should we go home? Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. In the new year, I think we'll start looking at getting some guests in and stuff like that as well. Every now and then, just playing it about. The other thing is, if you've got any suggestions or anything like that, things you'd want to hear more of, things you want to hear less of, give us some things on the... What's the email, Miles?
blossomspubcast@gmail.com.
Oh, Kiwi's nose there, man.
Right, fuck off. We've got loads of questions to go through. We'll probably do, actually. Do you know what? In the new year, one we'll do a fan one like we did that one.
The rapid fire one.
Yeah, we'll do like a rapid fire. So if you have got questions, send them in for that one, and we can get it in. We'll do that one for a bit, and we'll do it all earlier. Thank you very much, guys, everybody.
Have a great Christmas.
From Blossoms, love you. It's a Blossoms podcast.
It's a Blossoms podcast. Oh, is this an extender? It's a Blossoms podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.